Radharani is experts at performing all activities of love. Shyness is a shining gem in Radha's character. Srimati Radharani is the beacon light of modesty and has swerved from the path of honesty. Radha is never perturbed by worldly sorrow or misery. She, Radha, has unbounded gravity and sublimity. Radha is ever fascinated to unite with her shining in all the world. She, Radha, is most affectionate to her superiors. Radhika is submissive to the love of her senior girlfriend. Radharani is the chief amongst Krishna's gopi lovers. In 25, Radha always keeps Sri Krishna under her control. Krishna submissively obeys Radha's command. Sometimes Radharani gives orders to Krishna. Do this, do that. And it is described that with great satisfaction, Krishna follows the order of Srimati Radharani. So, these are some of the qualities of Krishna, of Radha. You can see she is very, very dear to Sri Krishna. They were taken from Chaitanya Shikshastra. Now, seeing that time has passed, I want to come to the end of this little presentation and tell you a little bit more practical than this, how important Srimati Radharani is for each one of our, is for each one here and for the whole world. See, without Srimati Radharani, it would not actually be possible to approach Krishna, because we are so fallen. We are so extremely fallen. Our minds are constantly diverted and attracted to non-Krishna things. So we need some mila, some mercy. So Srimati Radharani has made it possible for us to obtain the mercy of Sri Krishna by three wishes which she wished from Krishna. It was once that Krishna disappeared from the gopis for quite some time, and when Krishna reappeared, Radharani asked him to fulfill three wishes, and Krishna fulfilled these wishes. She said, "Please promise me that you will always stay in Braj, but remain invisible to the non-devotee." That's one of the things. Krishna is always here, but the non-devotees can't see him. And Radha wanted that. The second is, please, this is very important for us, please never disappoint the devotees who are residing in Braj, hoping to attain your lotus feet and sustaining their lives only by their love for you. Anyone who has a desire here for Krishna's lotus feet, that desire is fulfilled by Radharani mercy. She has asked Krishna to fulfill all those desires. And with her third wish, she asked Krishna to constantly shower the devotees with mercy at the shelter of his lotus feet. So, you can see that you want Krishna very eagerly, desiring. Then by Radha's mercy, you will get him. You can be a thief and a murderer and a rascal number one. If you sincerely desire Krishna, everything is forgiven. You may say, well, oh, that's very simple. I have this sincere eagerness, I want Krishna. No! Not so easy. The eagerness for Krishna, it comes after many births and deaths. You have to cultivate this eagerness. That's why we run through Vrindavan. The eagerness is, we want to see, we want to obtain Krishna's mercy. That's why we run. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? This is our mood. This eagerness has to grow. But when it is grown, by Radha's mercy, Krishna will give himself to the devotee. So, I will end this now by giving a few quotations from Prabhupada how to obtain that mercy. See, Radharani is no one else than the compassionate nature of Krishna. Actually, Radha is Krishna. So, Krishna expands himself, now looking at this from this angle, into Radha because he himself also wants that we come back to him. But we can't do so only through the compassion, through the mercy. And that mercy is represented in Radharani. Therefore, sometimes the spiritual master was also highly essential in attaining Krishna's lotus feet, has been called a representative of Srimati Radharani. Another thing is, Prabhupada himself, when he was a little boy, his father used to receive many sadhus, that means devotees. And he would always beg them, after he had given them a full meal, please bless my son, that he becomes the pure devotee of whom? Radharani, not Krishna. You have not followed the point. He must become the devotee of Radha. Then we can get the compassion in to become Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada wrote once, I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. We shall try, says Prabhupada, to humbly understand Radharani and offer her our obeisances, saying, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. See, up there is Vrishabhanu used to live. It's a beautiful temple which we will surely visit tomorrow. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu and you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Radharani is very dear to Krishna. And if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain Krishna. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts him, however foolish he may be. See, this is just like we went to this one temple, the Madan Mohan temple in Kamyavan, and you might remember everything was extremely strict. You could not lean against the railing. You could not point at Krishna. Because when you go and see a very important man, you don't really point at him. Do you like if someone just goes like, or look at Hunkara, his wonderful, beautiful nose. This is offense, you know, if someone does so. So there in this temple it is forbidden to do so. So many things. And we also in our daily, in our routine, we have certain offenses to watch. You should not pass air before the deities. You should not talk with someone before the deities. It's very important. Sometimes on Parayatra, on Parikrama, it is difficult. Devotees talk before the deities. This is not good. Because would you talk before an important man like that? No. So, we are actually not. Now, when you have Krishna is such an important personality, do you think we can impress him very easily? Do you think just because you were born in India or in Germany and you have collected millions of dollars, you can impress Krishna? Very, very important. You need a recommendation to come before him. It's just like in my service, I always desire to see important people. I would really like to see the President of Germany and present our movement before him. But it doesn't work like that. You would have to know someone who says that he is a Sashinandan Swami, he is a Hare Krishna devotee, but he is alright. You please see him. He has an important presentation for you to make. Give him half an hour and of your precious time, and you will not be disappointed. Only with such a recommendation one could see actually the President. So in the same way, when we go to Radha, to Krishna, we need Radha's recommendation. She is very dear, and Krishna will say, all right, what should I do? Well, here is this devotee, Krishna Das, from the material world. Here is this devotee, so and so Devi Dasi, also from the material world. You please take care of him. Just do it because I'm asking you. This is Krishna says, all right, then he is so important to you. Now Radharani is so compassionate that she sees over our bad qualities. Therefore, in Vrindavan, all the pure devotees, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted, that means soft-hearted, form counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of a worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to sincere devotees. And once Radharani recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. Srimati Radharani ki jai! Vashanadam ki jai! Actually, let us finish this class by a little bhajan in glorification of Srimati. Do you have any questions so far? Let us first have the question. Shankita. Please, Prabhu, remain. Prabhu, we need you for the bhajan. No, 1 minute means you never come back.
No,
in India, 1 minute, please. I'm gone forever. Yes, please.
My question is,
Sankirtan says, I heard by Vrinda Devi's mercy we get the mercy of Krishna. This was in Kamyavan, we were hearing all this. And so is it more appropriate to go through Srimati Radharani? Now this is a very interesting question. You have to go through everyone. It is said you cannot attain the mercy without the grace of Nidhai. It is said you cannot attain the mercy of Krishna without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said you cannot attain the mercy of Krishna without your spiritual master, without, and so on and so forth. And I'm just, we need really all the mercy we can get. This is our position. I just wanted to find this quotation which says that you can't really obtain anything without Vrinda Devi's mercy. And you have a little patience. Here, I'm coming to us. Here another statement is, one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. That's another one. I saw yesterday Nityananda, he was just going in this one village and taking the dust of all the Brajabhumis. That also we have to have, that mercy. Therefore, never be violent towards an inhabitant of Vrindavan. One has to follow the footsteps of the devotees who are in direct relationship with Krishna. There are so many quotations. Here we come. Now we found it. It's here. And then we need Lalita Devi's mercy. Knowing your position, I don't require permission from anyone else. If you shower your mercy upon me, Lalita, by your grace, I can enter these pastimes. So, just find Vrinda Devi, Vrinda Devi is the best of all the gopi messengers. Her complexion, I only remember it by heart. Because she arranges the meeting of Radha and Krishna, she also arranges the meeting of all the different gopis under the guidance of Radharani. We also need Rupa Manjari's mercy. So, in essence, we need all the mercy we can get. Now, if it gets a little bit complicated for you and you don't really know to whom should I actually pray, at what time, chant Hare Krishna, everything will become clear. Because in that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, also Radha's name is there. Follow the morning program. Because in the morning program you chant Namo Nama Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama. You will chant the Vrinda Devi, the prayer. Then follow the Guru Pooj. You will obtain the mercy of your own spiritual master. Don't think the Guru Pooj, now I will say something for which I will be nailed, but here is the mercy of Radharani readily available. In ISKCON, don't think your spiritual master is not important. Don't think you can jump over your spiritual master. Go to his Guru Pooj. Offer a flower every morning to the picture of your own spiritual master. Cultivate it. Very important. You might notice Prabhupada, and before every round, chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, because there you will get the mercy of Chaitanya Nityananda. Prabhupada has arranged our whole day in such a way that we will get all the mercy we can get. So please don't bewildered what mercy to pray for. And when you make extra prayers, here you are at Radharani's place, you can pray Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suri Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. And here you can also say, Radharani, I've heard from this morning that you can recommend me to Krishna. Please, I'm extremely unqualified, but you who are so dear to Krishna, please recommend me to your Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Is it clear? I also sometimes got bewildered when I heard these many, you have to go to him. Get all the mercy you can get. And when you are at the holy place of that special personality, you go to him. Okay, this was a very nice question, and we will not take so many other questions because today is much of service for Govardhan Puja, but we will end this with this one song. And please give the medallion to this. You have come back. What is the matter? This is very nice. Thank you for your honesty. You have transcended the Indian 8 minutes. This is progress. there is a song, La La La. Maybe Dina Bandhu, since you are here, you should sing this. Do you know the song? La 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 Ni Ki De Ma. Can you sing it? Yes? That, but you have to teach us, I think, this one, Vrindavaneshwari, or whatever it goes. Can you teach us this? Dina Bandhu, please come here so that we learn my thing. Please, Dina Bandhu, come here. So this is a song which actually Dina Bandhu will explain to you.
No explanation, just sing. Harmonium is welcome. That's
Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe.